say it's true.
They got a message from the action man.
I'm happy, hope you're happy too.
I've loved all of needed love, saw the details fall away.
The shrieking of nothing is killing, just pictures of Jap girls and synthesis. And I ain't got no money and I ain't got no hands. But I'm hoping to kick because planet is glowing. Ashes to ash and funk to funk it. We know Major Tom's a junkie, strung out in heaven's high, hitting an all-time low.
David Bowie's 1980 single, Ashes to Ashes, signals the arrival of the Blitz Kids and Cassettes and Chocolate Milk's 47th podcast of The New Romantic Tendency. Of course, that means we'll be hearing from many of the dandy darlings of the movement, including Adam Ant, Phil Oakey and Martin Fry. The epicentre of the New Romantic movement takes place in Thatcher's Britain, of course, namely the Blitz nightclub in London's Covent Garden. Kids in these parts would dress extravagantly in excessive makeup and homemade costumes, only to be denied by the infamous doorbitch Steve Strange of Visage. Blitz kids worshipped Roxy Music, Kraftwerk and Bowie, and when Bowie would later appear at the club, he enlisted several Blitz kids to appear in the Ashes to Ashes video clip produced by David Mallet. The house band of the Blitz was this group right here, Spandau Ballet. Inspired by the Sex Pistols, the group achieved notoriety in their very early days for holding gigs in bizarre venues where people couldn't get in. All I can say is that we're lucky that they managed to live up to all that hype. Released in November 1980, this is their debut single, To Cut a Long Story Short.
Hot soldier is turning,
An enormous hit for Adam and the Ants in November 1980, that was Ant Music. Of course, anyone who is familiar with the new romantic aesthetic would immediately think of Adam and the Ants, what with their striking stylistic references to dandies and general foppish regalia. The group, like Bow Wow Wow, were show ponies for Vivienne Westwood's pirate collection, and of course, if you're at all au fait with your fashion history, you'd know that Westwood and McLaren were responsible for conjuring up that ripped and torn aesthetic of punk. Saying all that, of course, many people maintain that New Romantic is very much a continuation of punk. Of course, many of the same players were still involved, but also many of the same ideas to do with creativity and self-determinism still managed to play a big part of the New Romantic ethos. Now, heading slightly north, this is Sheffield's Human League with their single Love Action, I Believe in Love, from their iconic 1981 album Dare. Oddly enough, some copies of the 7-inch single of Love Action were mispressed with OMD Souvenir, a little factlet that I can't really get over.
You're in love, you know you're in love, no matter what you try to do.
Ever So Slick ABC with The Look of Love Part 1 from their 1982 album The Lexicon of Love. The various parts of The Look of Love equated to the various parts of the 12-inch recording, Part 1 being the standard album version, Part 2 being the instrumental, Part 3 being the vocal mix, and Part 4 being the short acoustic instrumental. The band's producer Trevor Horn also produced Part 5 solely for club DJs, which actually became the first instance of a pop song being remixed with scratching. We'll be moving along to Glasgow's Simple Minds with their stunning second single from Sparkle in the Rain. This is Speed Your Love to Me. Produced by Steve Lillywhite, the song gives a pretty clear indication where New Romantic was heading at the beginning of 1984. We're thinking big sounds and even bigger audiences.
Till we come on, till we be, speed your way.
Union of the Snake from the phenomenally popular Duran Duran, a single from the band's third album, Seven and the Ragged Tiger. Obviously, the band were credited as being the greatest proponent of the new romantic movement, ushering in a whole new era of visual extravagance in their promo clips. Of course, every BBC music documentary would like to pinpoint the death knell of any given movement. In this instance, commentators suggest that Band-Aid was to blame for the death of the New Romantics. And, you know, sure, you could blame the ever-growing popularity of 80s stadium rock, but the fact of the matter is that with most movements, it was only going to be a very momentary thing that we would just glorify for years and years to come. So with that, I'll leave you with a song that does much to romanticise the legacy of the New Romantics. This is Mark Ronson and the Business International featuring the vocals of Boy George. This is Somebody to Love Me. The video is a very compelling recreation of the friendship and antics of George's 21st birthday. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you soon.
I don't wanna see you go. I want somebody to love me. Why'd it take so long to know? I want somebody to love me, yeah. I want somebody to be nice. See the boy I once was in my eyes. Nobody's gonna save my life.
The boy. Ain't nobody's gonna